Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crack open some cold ones. It's the Bart Winkler Show's six-pack of picks.
Who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
Whatever you do, do it responsibly.
Where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates.
Hey, bartender, give me a winner.
All right, it is time for our six-pack of picks. College football, I have three games. Carlos has three. Three plus three is six. We come into the college football picks. I am 15 and 21. Carlos is 18 and 18. So listen wisely. Again, this is for entertainment purposes only. The two guys giving picks actually suck at this. So please.
Not in college.
18 and 18, fam.
Brother, it's better than my NFL one, and I'll take the wins where I can get them.
Well, I got three winners for you. Winner number one is an SEC battle. Again, a lot of these SEC teams are playing Sanford, Eastern Illinois. It's rough out there. But Oklahoma is hosting Missouri. Is this not a Big 12 matchup back in the day? Oklahoma hosting Missouri. They are 6.5-point favorites. Missouri, their chances kind of derailed once they couldn't take down Alabama at home. In a game they played pretty competitively. But I think I think Oklahoma has a lot more to prove. Missouri played tough against Alabama, lost by three. Played tough against Vanderbilt, lost by a touchdown. Texas A&M kind of waxed them a little bit. But I like Oklahoma. They're at home. They are a 6.5-point favorite, number 8 in the country, trying to roll into the playoffs, most likely as an at-large. I'm going to take the Sooners minus the 6.5.
All right, I like that pick. I'm going to go with a team that I've rode with the last couple of weeks. They have not failed me yet. And I'm going to take BYU laying a 2.5 over Cincinnati. They need this game, BYU, in order to solidify their
play. You didn't take them against Texas Tech then.
Didn't I? I thought I did. Or
well,
maybe
they got boat raced.
Well, motorboated, as I like to say. Maybe, yeah, no, that might have been the... That might have been one game that I laid out, but I did have them last week against TCU, and that was an absolute blowout. TCU got smoked. More from TCU in a little bit, so that's a tease for all you TCU aficionados out there. But again, BYU, that's a small spread in a game that they got to have, 2.5. Now they're at Cincinnati, but still, the way that BYU's offense is cooking right now, I'll ride with the Cougars. Give me BYU laying a 2.5.
All right, Washington State. They are in the Pac-12. They are a 5-win football team. They are headed on the road to take on JMU. That's the James Madison Dukes of the Sun Belt. Now, it is likely, it seems, if you were a betting man, that the group of 5 or the group of 6 or whatever it is, that representative for the college football playoff could come from the American with either Navy or Memphis or North Texas. But let's not sleep on James Madison. They have one loss this year. It's at Louisville. Otherwise, they have dominated their competition. Now, the Sun Belt is, you're not getting a lot of resume enhancers on this one. And Washington State, you know, isn't really that good either. But they do have a little more cachet. It's a 13.5-point spread. I like James Madison to, I think they got Coastal Carolina next week, but I think this, even though they're buried on ESPN+, if they can win by like 35 or 40 points, that might turn the tide a little bit. So I like clearly to cover the 13.5 and maybe even more. Give me James Madison.
All righty, righty. I'm going to go from one Cougars team to another Cougars team, and that's Houston Lane, 1.5 over the aforementioned TCU. Listen, I just saw TCU get smoked by BYU. That's a lot of letters and a lot of acronyms right there. So that would give me another, that would just give me an easy reason to pick Houston. But Houston's got to keep pace with BYU as well. I mean, obviously, this is a Big 12 matchup. You know, Houston's still trying to get into conference play. So I like it just for the simple fact that, you know, if you're going to bet against TCU once, do it again and keep the hot hand going. So Houston Lane, 1.5, very small, comfortable spread. I'll take that. I like Houston, 1.5.
My favorite three-letter acronym is DSL.
Mine is DTF.
I mean for digital subscriber line, a form of internet, not anything.
Oh, I definitely meant the dirty version that everybody knows.
All right, I got another pick for you.
I would hope so, because we have to do 6 in total.
Well, you don't have to do anything.
Very true.
Yeah. USC is headed to Oregon. The spread's too high. It's 10. USC's got a slimmer of a chance. Oregon should feel, I mean, they'll feel very comfortable with a win. This is a big game, afternoon, CBS. USC is a 10-point dog. I am going to ride with the dog here. So I know it's in Oregon. It's going to be a tough place to play. But I like USC to at least cover the 10. I'm not money line miking this one. But I do like USC, the Trojans, to cover.
I looked at that game, too, and I also considered USC, so maybe that pick is going to completely wrong. Hashtag Fade the K is alive and well, except not last week. Sorry for all you guys who are betting against me. But this one, I think, is a very obvious hammer. Charlotte and Georgia, the line in this is 43.5. Listen, Georgia's pretty much got everything, you know, sewn up right now. They're going to walk into the playoffs. It's just a matter of who they're going to play for the SEC title and, you know, got to get all those things figured out. Charlotte absolutely stinks. But this is a case where Georgia's just going to get in, nobody get hurt, and get out. Georgia's not covering 43.5 against Charlotte. They can beat them by 4 scores and be fine. They just want to make sure everybody's healthy. Give me Charlotte covering the 43.5 versus Georgia.
Okay, I got the Sooners 6.5 over Missouri. I got James Madison 13.5 over Washington State. I got USC plus the 10 at the Ducks.
And I will have for my three half, BYU minus 2.5 over Cincinnati, Houston laying the 1.5 over TCU, and Charlotte covering the 43.5 lofty spread versus the Georgia Bulldogs.
Very, very good. That is our 6-pack of picks. We'll see how we do this weekend. We'll have our NFL picks tomorrow at a time that I'm not sure yet, whenever I feel like I need a break. It is the Bar Winkler Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.